Friends and family are mourning the loss of an Alaska Marine scientist killed in a car crash in Juneau. Michelle Ridgway was an avid deep-sea diver who did things her way, KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Deep Worker 6 is in view above
the lifelong over. Alaskan was part of a Greenpeace-sponsored expedition into Zebchug Canyon. This canyon in the Bering Sea is both longer and deeper than the Grand Canyon. The submarine team's 2007 exploits were featured in a short video posted on YouTube.
Michelle Ridgway is amongst seven deep-water subpilots that will dive to the canyon depths.
Wow. Woo-hoo! This is great. Oh, there are so many squid in the vicinity.
Ridgway was a private person, but an outspoken conservationist. In 2013, testifying before an Alaska Senate committee, she opens on a personal note about turning 18.
I had just used my first PFD check to get exactly what I wanted, my scuba diving license, so I could spend the rest of my life being a research diver. That's all I've ever wanted, and that's all I've ever done.
Ridgway was alarmed and tried to convince state lawmakers not to roll back a citizen's initiative that prevented cruise ships from discharging wastewater less than 3 miles from shore.
I have dived in this state from Metlakatla to Barrow and Nome hundreds of times. I spend a tremendous amount of my life underwater, diving on the water, down to the depths of the oceans that we can reach by submarine in Alaska. And I wish that this morning I could show you what I see. I could tell you what we've learned. It is a phenomenally rich ocean we live in, and it matters a great deal what we do to it.
Her closest family members recalled a woman who never pulled her punches. Her younger brother, Mark Ridgway of Juneau, said his big sister was, put simply, a badass.
Just had a big family debate. My mother and father didn't quite take to the term immediately when we would bounce it around, and a friend of ours looked it up on the Urban Dictionary to show them that indeed, yes, the definition in the Urban Dictionary fits my sister to a T.
And her passion for the water started at a young age.
We grew up on the water in Ketchikan and swimming around in tide pools, and she was always fascinated by it. And she took that fascination and turned it into a lifelong accomplishment.
Other marine scientists knew her as a hard-charging personality who was fiercely independent. Pete Hagen, deputy director of the NOAA Marine Labs at Auk Bay, said it was remarkable how much she accomplished as her own boss.
It's difficult in this line of business when a lot of times larger companies or agencies are taking care of things and you have to hustle a bit. And she was a hustler, no question about that. But Michelle was passionate in what she did, and she was an excellent communicator. And anyway, it's a real loss all the way around.
She was also an educator who regularly worked with school kids on the Pribilof Islands. Her brother said her work with children made him the proudest.
Well, she's been helpful in making policy and decisions at very high levels. I think her most important achievement, me personally, is that there's a lot of kids out there who have a greater appreciation of the world they're in because she was around.
Michelle Ridgway lived near Auk Bay, north of Juneau. She was fatally injured Friday afternoon in a single car crash about 20 miles north of the capital city. She was medevaced to Seattle, but never recovered. She was 54. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.